Bonobos, Organic Humanoids. And this essay was originally published in Revolt Zine number 10. So how is it the only species on the planet, yes us, the species who must cover his or her genitals is the one species that has brought us to global crisis? How is it that the most social and intensely interesting parts of our body are called, quote, private parts, end quote? How is it that my parents never told me what a knockout pleasure it was to jerk off? They knew by definition. There is a conspiracy here, all right, and it's 4,000 years old. For the last 2 years, I have read and promoted the insight to the four books listed at the end of this essay. And as a veteran of Stonewall, student of Wilhelm Reich, early writings, and i.e. anarchist faggot, I see and feel earth-shaking and comrade-shaking results for the near and far, if there is one, future. I'll let you off the hook on male frontal nudity, the most repressed and underrated of all scenes. Bonobo, the forgotten ape, is a pygmy chimp. They were forgotten because they are sex freaks, even outdoing the common chimpanzee. In 1972, Hiroyuki Takosaki rode his bike deep into the Zaire rainforest to study these special animals. Fortunately, the Japanese have an animal reserve there, because the CIA runs and ruins Central Africa. Bonobos are an endangered species, with maybe only 50,000 remaining. 20 years ago, there were 5 million. A typical clan has about 25 apes, and as you watch them, you notice it is the mature females who have the most authority and influence. Even a large male would never take food away from a female. They are matrifocal and quite egalitarian. At puberty, around 12 years, the females migrate to other clans and usually form a loose sexual bond with the mature females of the new clan, eventually being adopted by one or two adult females. The females have sex laying face to face and passionately rubbing genitals together, frequently staring into each other's eyes. The infants are right there with them. At 15, they have their first child. 4.5 to 5 years later, their second, see book number 2. Bonobos have the lowest infant mortality of all primates and the lowest violence rate of all primates, including us, of course. At pregnancy, the immigrant female is now a permanent member of her adopted clan, and her infant will never be more than arm's length away from her for its first 4.5 years. The bonobo live on the equator, so their day begins at 6 a.m., and around 6 p.m., they build loose nests in lower branches and bed down, generally alone except for mother and child. In the day, as soon as an abundant tree is found, they hoot and holler, creating great commotion, a celebration which by our standards would be called an orgy, because there is much sexual congratulating each other. Also, male bonobos always get full erections when food is discovered, even when feeding in zoos. What is being discovered and what inspires me about bonobos is their total honesty. They are totally honest about their need for each other. They have learned and evolved into a species that spontaneously resolves aggression through sex play. They have even invented some new sexual plays, for instance, rump rubbing, where two males, after some hassle, resolve by bending over and rubbing their asses and scrotums against each other. All of patriarchy and capitalism is a history of uncontrolled aggression, and now the planet and all life is at stake. Yet, DNA-wise, the bonobos are our closest cousins. Here in the society, culture, and ecology of the bonobos is proof that for 4,000 years, we have been barking up the wrong tree. Now let's talk about sanity and fascism and the real wisdom behind the bonobo reality. Though human, through human sex-repressed eyes, it would be called honesty. We upper primates are social animals to the core, sensual, sexual, psychological. Bonobo infants are never not in physical contact with their mothers for over 2 years. They literally ride along with their mom, even in all the sexual variations. Here in the bonobos, we have an organic proof that humans are capable of zero sex repression. Organic proof of all that Wilhelm Reich talks about in The Mass Psychology of Fascism in 1933, and all his early writings of the sex pole movement. True and total, spontaneous and flowing sexual freedom have long been sacrificed to patriarchy and the 4,000-year-old dead male god syndrome. As male and female, the child we don't even know, who the fuck are we in 1999? But the bonobos reveal even more clearly where, when, and how the human species fucked up. This was written by an escaped bonobo from the zoo. More of the new paradigm is opening up, and this lies at the core of life itself. And now these are the references. The first is Good-Natured, The Origin of Right and Wrong in Humans and Other Animals, by Franz D. Wahl, published in 1996, and we spell that name, FranzDeWahl. And the next book is Bonobo, The Forgotten Ape, also by the same author, Franz D. Wahl, published in 1997. Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity, by Bruce Begin-Nahil. Apologies if I'm pronouncing his name wrong. His last name is spelled Bagenihl. And that was published in 1990. And the last book referenced is The Chalice and the Blade, Our History and Our Future, by Ryan T. Elzler, published in 1987. And you spell the author's name, first name, Riane T. Elzler. The last name is spelled Elsler.